This is WFAE's Morning Edition. I'm Lisa Worf. It's been 5 days since the public got a glimpse into the last moments of Danquarius Franklin's life. The repeated commands by CMPD officer Wendy Curl to drop his gun, the motion of Franklin's hand as he appeared to hold the barrel facing himself, and the fatal shots from Curl's gun. Those 2 minutes have prompted a lot of anger, reflection, and calls for change. But the video counsel was shown was 11 minutes long. After saying the additional footage would hamper the investigation, CMPD Chief Kerr Putney is now petitioning a court to release it. City Council member Justin Harlow represents the part of West Charlotte where the shooting happened. He heads the council's committee that oversees policing and joins us now. Good morning, Mr. Harlow.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me.
So you've had some time to digest this footage now and discuss it with constituents, with people in leadership positions. What concerns rise to the surface for you at this point?
The community, of course, is hurting. This is tough to watch. I've got two young black boys that I'm trying to raise in this city. And so as young as they are, they will eventually, hopefully, God willing, be teenagers and adults. And so this is something I have to think about. The community is having conversations with us. The police chief is trying to have conversations back with the community. But there was a loss of life here. There was a loss of life. Someone lost a son. Someone lost a father. And so these are challenging. And these things we continue to see all over the country. This conversation around what's a perceived threat, what's not. But I'm committed as the neighborhood development chair to work with CMPD and work with the community on drafting policies to where we can try to prevent things like this from happening.
What kind of policies come to mind at this point?
We really have to look at our use of force policy and really get down into the nitty gritty of, you know, how do we help shape policies to where the legal standard maybe isn't so low for this to be acceptable. I use the police chief's terms. He's used it a lot lately over the past week. You know, this is possibly lawful, but awful. It certainly is awful, no doubt. Again, we should be trying to preserve life at any instance, and I hope that all of our police officers would try to do that in any instance, even when there are deadly weapons involved. But this idea of, you know, use of deadly force, are we shooting to kill? Are we not? Are we trying to de-escalate? Are we trying to indicate or inform prospective suspects of different types of command? You know, can we say, show me your palms, put your hands up, rather than put the gun down, even if we don't necessarily see a gun? So that way, when people are trying to comply, there isn't the same idea of what might be a perceived threat. So just, you know, kind of getting down into that a little bit, I think, is something that the council will certainly take up down the road here.
CMPD says 47% of patrol officers have gone through crisis intervention training. Are those numbers a surprise to you?
It's not a surprise. I mean, it takes a lot to send these officers through these trainings, which takes them actually out of the way of patrolling and investigating real crimes. But there's certainly value to that as well. What we do know is that, you know, Officer Curl had not gone through the CIT training. And so as we analyze and look at possibly changing some of these policies, we may even look at saying, you know, even though it's time intensive, maybe all of our officers need to be CIT certified.
Will council make it a priority to fund the training, or is it a matter of CMPD making it a priority?
I think it's both. I think we have to walk hand in hand with this. It is certainly a priority for our community to make sure that there's as much training as possible for the officers that police and protect all of us. I think we'll both have those conversations on the council side and internally in the department on CMPD side. But I'm willing to work together with the chief and his deputy chiefs and looking at, and maybe we have to bring in consultants, but whatever that dollar amount is, we can't keep losing lives this way.
Do you think this shooting would have been more likely to have been avoided with that type of crisis intervention training or some of the policy changes you were talking about, put your hands up?
No doubt. I think the video is pretty clear. Yes, there is a weapon. There's debate around, was he trying to comply or not? We've seen slow-mo video of Mr. Franklin having the barrel in his hand and trying to possibly drop it. I believe that, you know, if you're saying, hey, let me see your hands, let me see your palms, then maybe he just shows his hands and his palms, even if it's a delayed response because he was not responding directly to the initial commands in the first place. But to say put the gun down. If he doesn't have the gun in his hand, he then has to reach for it to put it down. And so that's where, you know, incidents like this turn fatal.
What did you see in the full 11 minutes of the footage?
So through the incident of the shooting and following, there's much more footage that's there. For me, there's not a whole lot more. There's a lot of just discussion, a lot of talking. But as it relates to, you know, the incident in question and everything having to do with whether, you know, the officer is justified or not, I feel like the community can really capture in those 2.5 minutes.
And some of that extra footage we've heard from other council members say it deals with emergency response. How did you see that?
For me, you know, I definitely think our first priority should be about preserving life. We should be trying to activate quick, basic life support type of things immediately following any type of incident like this. I did not see that. I believe that, you know, that medics were called. We know that. We hear that. But, you know, could other things have been done? Simple things, putting pressure on the wound, applying other basic life support techniques certainly could happen.
You did not see that happen?
No.
Police Chief Kerr Putney has said he didn't want to release additional video because he thought it would interfere with the investigation. Do you think there's anything on the video that would do that?
You know, I'm not an investigator, but I do believe that when there are active investigations, we have to maintain the integrity of that. We can't air the whole investigation in the court of public opinion. So I understand the idea around trying to make sure that what is requested, which is how CMPD and the city responded, is what was requested and petitioned to the court is actually what was released. But nothing after the initial shooting in the first 2.5 minutes changes my mind about anything that went on in the incident.
How did council members, in the mayor's words, inadvertently see all of Officer Curl's body cam video?
Well, I think on our end, you know, how it got to be inadvertent, I can't comment on, but I believe that, you know, on our end, we thought we were seeing what the judge eventually, or what the judge did see. And, you know, I guess the particulars of the request were responded to by CMPD, but we were just shown we were shown the full video.
And who showed it to you?
The CMPD, City Attorney's Office, and City Attorney's Office.
That's City Council member Justin Harlow, who oversees policing on the City Council's Neighborhood Development Committee. Dr. Harlow, thank you.
Thank you.
This is WFAE's Morning Edition.